The scheduled podcast, Wrestling with Your Conscience, will not be presented at this time in order to bring you this podcast instead.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News.
It's time for Peculiar Podcast, hosted by Pat Cashman.
Gorgeous to look at.
And Lisa Foster.
She's dangerous.
Team, you're on.
Ready or not, it's Pat and Lisa.
Can you dig it?
Yeah, I can dig it, yeah.
It's loving time.
All right, here we go, once again.
You okay? Yeah.
Me?
Yeah, you just sounded like you were doing this under duress, like you're a little tired.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to imply that at all.
You kind of sighed into it. Here we go.
Well, you know what? I'm mostly admonishing myself. I'm saying, can you come through this time? Can you deliver something interesting or funny or entertaining or something?
Besides, I think you're interesting and funny and entertaining, but that might be more of a statement about where I've set the bar than anything else.
Yes. Yeah. That bar is quite low. So how are you doing, Foster?
I'm doing okay, yeah. I guess. I don't know. I'm just going to follow you through this.
What does that mean, I don't know?
I don't know.
All right.
I just don't know. I'm feeling like, do you ever have those days where you just sort of feel like, what's the point? And I'm not getting into weird, what's the point territory, if you know what I'm talking about.
I know some people, I've heard stories of people who suffer from severe depression. And they say they don't see the point, and so they don't even get out of bed for days.
Yeah, no, I'm not. That's not my what the point is.
Okay.
I'm more about, I don't know. I have all these leaves in my yard, and I'm like, I should go out. I should get the leaf blower out, and then I'm like, what's the point? I'm just gonna leave it. What could possibly be the downside of not blowing the leaves off my driveway and my sidewalk? What's the downside?
The falling leaves drift by the window, the autumn leaves of red and gold.
And where do you put them? You just gonna blow them into the neighbor's yard? Where do they go?
Yes.
I mean, that's my theory. We got these leaf blowers everywhere. They're just blowing stuff into other people's yards, other driveways, other places. The leaves are always still there.
Yeah, what happened to the good old days? Yeah. What happened to the good old days of raking them up quietly and putting them in a compost thingy?
I remember we went to a neighbor's house. We didn't have that many deciduous trees in our yard when I was a kid. So we would go to a neighbor's house a few doors down. They would rake the leaves up into these huge stacks, like a haystack. And start jumping into their leaves. And that ended rather abruptly when my brother landed in a generous pile of dog.
Oh, Pat.
When autumn leaves start to fall.
That were in the leaves as well. And it's funny how that kind of ended the fun of it somehow.
Yeah, that would definitely end the fun. And although that could add a sense of more danger, like that could be more of the game. Like, can you survive the leaf jumping? It's, you know, adding a little element of danger.
Leaf roulette.
There's a man who leads a life of danger.
Okay, well, that was a solid start to the episode.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go there. That's not good. Let me run through our usual list here. It's a brief one this time. I'm happy.
Is
to
it
say.
Really?
Yeah, it's very brief. I just
All right.
I guess people are eating better or something. They're living longer. But in no particular order, Dick Cheney passed away, 84 years old. They used to call him Darth Vader. He was really a hardline Republican conservative.
Yeah.
But he had a lot of big jobs. He was a defense secretary, a congressman, vice president, as people maybe remember, with George W. Bush.
3 o'clock Thursday morning in the Gulf, the armed forces of the United States began an operation at the direction of the president.
They, when 9/11 happened, they supposedly took Dick Cheney down into this lower basement area of the White House. Indeed, it's the part that's right below the East Wing, which is now gone. So I don't know if anybody gets in trouble now in the White House, where are they supposed to hide?
There's a secret garden she has.
I didn't like the guy. He even looked evil to me. So he had kind of a crooked grin and stuff. But man, it just shows you people can adapt and evolve. And in the last election, he said, I voted for Kamala Harris because he was so, he felt so strongly that that Trump was so unfit for office. And of course, he followed his daughter, Liz Cheney, in supporting her too, as she was ushered out of her position. During that first Trump years, Cheney had 5 heart attacks.
Really? I didn't know that.
5 of them, man. I just can't believe he made it to 84. He even had a heart transplant. Yeah.
A whole heart, like they took the bad one out and threw a good one in?
Yeah, well, I suppose a political person would say, yeah, his heart was so tiny it took him a while to find it. But then they put a regular size one in there. He also, uncharacteristically, supported LGBTQ rights.
Yeah.
And it's usually when people change their mind radically, it's because it hits home with them. And indeed, one of his daughters, he had two, is gay. And that turned him around. And usually that's how people do change. It's fine to talk in theoreticals, but when it actually becomes part of your life, you start looking at things differently. Anyway, Dick Cheney, 84. The 3-time Oscar nominee, really great actress, I always loved her, Diane Ladd, shuffled off at 89 years old.
I got a little concerned because I had confused her with Diane Lane, and not the same actress, obviously. Diane Lane was married to, I think, Josh Brolin. She was in, she was in a lot of films, but that's not her. It's the older Diane Ladd, who is a completely different person.
Sure is. Laura Dern, her daughter, she was married to Bruce Dern, Diane Ladd was. For about 9 years, and that produced Laura Dern.
You don't like me very much, do you?
Not very much, no.
Honey, that's okay. I've been dumped on by kings in my time.
Diane Ladd, 89. And then a woman named Donna Jean Godshow McKay, a great singer, but never a big star or a name you wouldn't have heard before. She died at 78. She did backing vocals on all kinds of songs, like this one by Elvis, Suspicious Minds.
We can't go on together with suspicious minds.
And one of the all-time great songs, When a Man Loves a Woman.
Well, a man loves a woman. I gave you everything I had. Trying to hold on to your hot red bone. Baby, please don't treat me bad.
I don't remember the song ending that abruptly. Is that the end of the song, Carl?
Yeah, that's it.
Are you sure?
Oh no, there's more.
That's what I thought.
Wrapping it up here now, last guy, Jack DeJohnette, 83, a jazz drummer, worked with Miles Davis on an album that I have, Bitches Brew. You got to really be into that kind of jazz to dig it, but he was a great jazz drummer. Jack DeJohnette, 83. Okay, there you go. There's the list. We're done.
All right. Hey, I have a question for you.
All right. I have an answer for you.
You're, how tall are you? You're hitting, what, 6'5", 6'8", 6'10"? How tall are you?
I used to be just under 7 feet tall. But
when was that? And what happened?
I think I was in high school. I went through a growing spurt. I went from 5'6" to almost 7 feet in one summer.
Wow.
But now, you know, as you get older, you shrink a little bit.
Yeah,
and now
where are you hitting the measuring stick these days? Or what?
Between 6'6" and 6'1".
6'6" and 6'1". And I came across, sometimes I get into some weird places on the internet just because I'm eternally curious about a lot of things. And I'm not really sure how I ended on this, or landed rather on this, but there is a cosmetic leg lengthening surgery that men are spending tens of thousands of dollars to, you know, go from, you know, Shrimpville from, you know, 5'5", 5'6", 5'7", even 5'8", 5'9", to upwards of, you know, 5'10" or above. And it's just astonishing when it involves months of recovery. They break your legs and then they add all a bunch of shit in there. And I just feel like, I guess there is a disadvantage to being a short guy.
I'm growing taller every day, feel it way down in my toes, feel it deep down in my bones, all the way up to my nose, I'm growing today.
Do you have any short guy friends?
Yeah, I've got, let's see, Shrimpy Muldoon. Shorty Jenkins, Wee Willie Williamson. Those are just a few.
I know him. I didn't realize that's because he was short. They called him Wee Willie. But
short people got no reason. Short people got no reason. Short people got no reason to live.
They told me I just had a hip replacement surgery about 3 months ago.
Yeah, you could have gotten longer legs while you were under.
Well, that's what they said. He measured me. He kind of checked out both legs and before the hip surgery and then after. And he said sometimes people, their leg gets a little longer or gets a little shorter. But he said mine seemed to be pretty even. I'm still knock-kneed.
Yeah. Well. Yeah,
I'm okay. But in my family, and I'm 6 feet, I'm just about 6'1". But in my family, I'm the shrimp. My brothers
are... Yeah, you've got big boys in your family.
Yeah, 6'6", 6'5", 6'4".
Yeah.
And then the shrimp, me.
Yeah.
But it's all relative. And, you know, when you think about it, who cares?
A lot of people care. That's why I'm axing you, because...
Well, there is some correlation, some people believe.
Right.
To success in business, for example, and your height.
And not to mention with the ladies as well. So.
Well, that could be.
I've kind of.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. Would you date, how tall are you, if I may ask?
About 6'2". I think I'm a little taller than you.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I'm I actually have shrunk from 6'2". I was 6'2", and I'm at about 5'6" now.
5'6". Okay.
Yeah.
How much do you weigh? No.
about the same.
Okay. So
I weigh 5'6". So
you're 5'6". Would you date a guy? Let's say you go on one of those video dates that you do. And this guy looks great. He's fantastic. He's handsome. He just looks like $1 million.
Yeah.
And then you go and say, let's go have coffee together. Let's meet up.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you're sitting in the Starbucks waiting. And this guy walks in the door who's about 5'1".
Oh, I thought
you were. How about if he's 4'10", let's say?
Yeah.
And he comes up and says, hi, I'm Todd.
Well, now, if he has that kind of voice, can't he have a nice voice? Can you make him have a nice...
Yeah, yeah. Hi, I'm Todd.
Let's get it on. Let's get it on.
Yeah, no, it's...
Hey, okay. Call me...
I'm glad you tried it, because it won't make a difference. I just wanted to see if the voice would have made
Tiny
a difference.
Call me Tiny Todd. No, but I mean, seriously, would you have...
I hate to say this, but no. I can't. Here's, you know, the old joke is height doesn't matter when you're lying down.
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter. But
so if the guy came into Starbucks and he immediately lay down on the floor, you would say, oh, you look pretty good down there.
I'd say, let me lie down there with you.
Let me see how things measure up. Yeah.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but it's very true. I have you have preferences you can set on your dating apps, and
yeah.
I figure if he's as tall as me, so if he's 5'6" or above, I'm cool with that. But I had a girlfriend who we were going through dating apps, and I'm like, yeah, what about this guy? And she was she won't even look at a guy who's not, and she's not very tall. She's my height. And she goes, oh no, I just can't do it. I can't, if he's not 6 foot tall, I can't do it. So there's a lot of social stigma around men's heights. I guess we just value, I don't know. We feel like they're more valuable, or they're more successful, or better leaders, or just more desirable in all sorts of ways, which you're right. What does it matter? Why can't I date the 4'10" guy?
Good things come in small packages.
Well, it's...
But I have a feeling the
package might be a little.
I have a similar bias, in that I when I was in college, I went with a woman that was just about my height.
Oh,
5'11", almost 6 feet tall.
Wow. Okay.
So I found myself kind of stretching as tall as I could all the time when I was around her, just trying to be a little taller or at least the same height.
Oh.
And that's stupid. And then, you know, we'd go out on maybe a more formal occasion, and she'd wear high heels. Uh-huh. And I go, oh, damn it.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Yeah. So, I mean, it's silly. It's goofy.
It is silly.
To me, it maybe because I come from a family of giants, that might be part of the bias that is created.
Because you apparently had your masculinity slightly threatened by that tall girl.
I guess so. I guess that's what it was.
If you were 5'5", would you spend money to get your legs broken and lengthened? It's just fascinating to me what we go through.
No.
You wouldn't?
No, no.
What would you do? Just live in a cave and be by yourself?
When the only people that existed were troglodytes. Cavemen. When he got tired of dancing alone, he'd look in the mirror and say, gotta find a woman, gotta find a woman, gotta find a woman, gotta find a woman.
I know, I didn't mean to go swing the pendulum all the way over to you being a lonely man that nobody would, a hunchback. I turned you into a hunchback.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you, let me ask you that, Lisa, would you go with a hunchback?
This was my topic. You can't hijack my topic and start asking me.
My name is...
It would depend.
My name is Q Jenkins.
Oh, Q Jenkins.
What's that short for?
Quasimodo.
Now, if you ain't never saw nobody do the hunch, you ain't never saw my woman.
I would date a hunchback if he was 6 foot tall and had a nice voice.
Okay.
If he's 4 foot ten and a hunchback, I mean, you got to pick which one. You can't have a collection of things working against you. Like, you can be tall and bald with a nice voice, and you can work with that. But you can't be short, hunchback, bald, and have a Mike Tyson voice.
I was going to rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me.
I'm gonna ask you one more thing.
Oh, God,
this is such a bad topic anyway. But what if a guy, and again, you're on a video date. The guy's, he's handsome. He tells you he's 6 foot two.
Yeah.
He's rugged. You can see his muscles rippling.
Oh, muscles too? Okay.
Up his shoulder.
Okay.
And then you say, so let's meet for coffee or go out to dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and you get there and here he comes. Yeah. He's coming in. That's the guy. All right. Handsome. Sure enough. Yeah. Here he comes. And he's got two hooks for hands.
Blast that Peter Pan. If I could only find his hideout, I'd trap him in his lair.
Not one, but both?
Yeah, both. And so he says, would you mind feeding me?
Two hooks, not one. Because if you just said one, then I'd be like...
But not three. So that's
I have
maybe 1 foot has a hook.
Oh, Jesus. Now you're adding even more.
I'm hooked on a feeling.
I don't know.
I don't need to put you on the spot.
That's tough. I just feel like there's things that I need a man to have hands for.
Yeah.
Unless he can do those things with his feet.
It wouldn't hurt to ask.
He'd have to show me before I'd go on a second.
Okay, this is ridiculous.
Well,
I'm sorry. No, it's my fault.
You did. You made it go sideways. Yeah. So now I'm done asking you questions. I just didn't know if you would spend $75,000 to get longer legs if you were a shrimp. That's really all I wanted to find out, and look where you took it.
All right, forget all of that.
Okay.
You meet the guy. He's terrific, and you're watching him on video, and you can hear that he has a pronounced and noticeable nose whistle. So he's going.
Okay, what's the
turn
question?
On? Turn on.
I feel like. That's...
Because you know a nose whistle, like if you've ever examined a basketball referee's whistle, it has a little ball or a pea inside of it that jumps around in a small space. And when you blow on it, the pea flies around and makes this whistling sound. I would submit to you that in a similar fashion, a nose has an object in it. One might call it a booger. But there is something in there that is creating the whistle.
I feel like that's fixable. So,
Are you willing to guide him into the fixing of it?
Yeah, that's a tough one. Because
he'd come back when you fixed it.
Yeah, you don't want to try to, you know, no woman wants a fixer-upper. We're tired. We just would like to have someone show up with their shit together. And if you're showing up with a nose whistle, I don't know. I'd be turned off. But sometimes just the fact that you guys breathe is annoying all on its own.
How are you supposed to live?
Just, well, we don't need to hear you breathe. And It's just some men are mouth breathers and they got nose whistles. And just if you could stop breathing sometimes, that would be really, that would help lessen our annoyance with you sometimes. So
what if the guy was the most brilliant and interesting conversationalist? Okay. And he was smart. He was educated. He was funny.
Yes.
He was clever beyond words.
I'm in. I'm already in. I don't think there's anything you could do to ruin this, but you're going to, aren't you?
No. I'm just saying, would you overlook everything else for someone that is engaging, interesting, and more importantly, interested in you? But he sounded like this.
All the time or just when he's sleeping?
No. That's him in his waking mode.
Oh, geez.
It's much worse when he's sleeping.
Dream a little dreamer. Say night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me.
Yeah, you know me so well. I get annoyed by the smallest things. I'm gonna not try. I know it's bad. Here's what I want, Pat. I want somebody that I can spend the rest of my life with who's gonna leave me alone most of the time. That's basically what I'm looking for.
Well, you'd have a huge number of candidates for that, I would think.
No, I that's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Are you done?
All right.
Are you done?
Yes, it was really stupid.
All right.
I'll tell you what annoys me.
Oh, yes, because I was going to ask you, what annoys you?
I never knew it annoyed me until it happened the other day. I'm at Costco.
Oh, God.
Which is annoying in itself. We've talked about that before.
Oh, God, it's annoying.
But there's a guy that's shopping in there, man by himself, and he's going... So I make pains to get as far away from him as I can.
Can I ask you a question? So he's humming, not whistling, but humming.
Humming.
Okay.
And nothing... Not a recognizable tune or anything.
Gosh, okay.
And he's doing it quite loudly as he's picking items up, putting them in his cart and stuff. So I say, I'm going to go way over to the other end of the store because this guy's annoying me. And way across the store, and you know how big a Costco is.
I know.
I get as far away as possible, and I can still hear across the way. Jeez, I can't get away from this guy. I go down a different aisle. There he is. He's driving me nuts. And I almost said, what are you humming? You know, or just to engage him somehow. What is that you're humming? It sounds so familiar. When, of course, it doesn't sound familiar
Correct.
At all.
Yes.
But I thought maybe I could break him out of it.
Right. And
but I didn't go. I didn't go.
Here's the thing, too. Realize that some people don't know when they're doing, they have these sort of tics that they have. He might not even know he's making noise at all. So
that's a good point.
You might have been able to, you know.
Yeah, I have a friend who does this all the time.
What is that? What is that you're doing?
I don't know what he is. It's like he's doing a song in his sort of semi doing a tune of some kind. Yeah, like that.
Okay, that I would just want to slap right out of somebody. If a guy showed up to coffee and shushed me like that, or at me, or that.
Sugar Town.
Maybe that's the song.
Not even a nose whistle either, but an actual whistling drives me nuts. Just drives me completely batty when people walk around whistling. Yeah, stop it.
Yeah, they used to have more whistling in songs too. You don't hear the whistling tunes anymore like you used to. Yeah. We talked about this a million years ago.
We did.
There are a handful of songs where whistling is part of the song. It's featured in the song.
I'm going to look this up one. Right now.
Yeah, example one.
Sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
Example two. And we could go on and on, but who has the time?
Oh.
You're looking it up now?
Yeah, Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin is a great example.
Don't worry, be happy.
That whistling doesn't bug me that much. When it's in a song, that's fine.
Guns N' Roses. There used to be an old-timey guy named Whistlin' Jack Smith. And that's all he did. He just whistled through the whole song.
Was he good?
No, I guess. Let me see if I bet I can find. Yeah. Here's Whistlin' Jack Smith. I don't know. I could give that a listen once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna go to a concert.
Can you imagine being his wife? Oh my God. I just want to kill myself.
Nope. You know what? I can't imagine being his wife.
I'd be like, Jack, shut up. No, I'm just that would drive me up the wall.
Okay.
But
do you smoke?
No.
And I've seen you smoking before, but you no longer smoke?
No, I used to smoke, but I used to smoke and swear like a sailor. I used to smoke and drink, and I don't do either.
Well, good for you. That actually, if you said either, then you've actually said three things: smoking, drinking, and swearing.
So, oh, that I still do.
You still do the swear?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. My God. Well, the only reason I bring it up is because I read an article that says that, particularly in movies and TV shows, smoking is back. And you do see it. And it doesn't have to be a period piece like from the 1920s or something. It's just something people are doing. If you watch the show The Bear, the main character in that is smoking all the time.
Oh.
He's trying to quit smoking. And now that I read this article, I noticed, yeah, you're right. They're, smoking is kind of cool. And I think it might be a bit of a pushback in contrast to people who are, you know, flaunting their healthy lifestyles mm-hmm. and drinking smoothies and always working out and stuff like that. And
yeah.
This is the other side of that. Said, ah, screw all of that. And they go have a lucky strike.
Yeah. Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Smoke yourself to death.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hate to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette.
It used to be cool, like it when you had, especially it was attached to the bad boy in films, like the bad boy smoked, and if it was a woman smoking, she was more like the femme fatale. Or
just gotta have another cigarette.
You know, one of those loosey-goosey women that, you know, that's what I was when I was smoking. But yeah, you're right. Sex in the City was a huge HBO hit with Sarah Jessica Parker and whatever.
Oh, I know.
And she smoked
I've never
her,
watched that
her
show.
Character smoked in that. And so, yeah.
Well, I guess they were. It's back.
Yeah.
It's back. It's cool to do it. If you look at a lot of old movies and even theater, it seems like for an actor, it gave him something to do. I don't know. It just seemed like a really good tool to have.
My name's Marlowe, General Sternwood wanted to see me.
Yes, Mr. Marlowe. Could you come in, please, sir?
It was also like on I Love Lucy. Lucy and Ricky were smoking away.
It was cool in the 50s. Yeah, it was okay.
But I heard that now they're not really smoking cigarettes. They're smoking like pretend. They're not smoking real cigarettes. They're like using props that simulate smoking. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like herbal cigarettes or e-cigarettes or something. But
yeah, that might be partly in deference to the other actors or
the actors that just don't smoke and they can't like
stagehands and you know, they don't want to smell it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So props.
I was obsessed with smoking when I was a kid. I've never smoked, but for a brief period of time, a friend and I, we liked smoking crummy cigars. We didn't have any money, so we'd buy those Tipperillo type of things.
My God, you did.
Yeah. They'd have flavors like cherry or blueberry.
Oh, my God.
And we thought those were really cool. But I don't know how to smoke. My wife always said, you don't know how to smoke. You got to inhale. And I just like making the smoke and then blowing it straight out. So I never learned how to inhale.
Lung smoker. You were a mouth smoker.
Yeah. Just because I thought it looked cool.
I can always tell.
We did that just for a brief time. And I got candy cigarettes when I was a kid, too. I thought those were really cool.
We had those, but those were only good for one puff because it just had powdered sugar on the end, and then you'd puff it out and then be done, and then you just ate it.
They put a little pink on the end of it so it looked like it had been lit.
Yeah.
I just thought that looked cool. In lieu of having real cigarettes, that looked pretty cool.
Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me. Nothing to do.
I can always tell an actor who isn't a smoker by the way they hold the cigarette or they haven't trained themselves. There's a certain way that a smoker will have their hand, and I can tell when they're very stiff and have two fingers up in a peace sign, and then they sort of put it to their mouth and pull it away. It's like, that's not how you really smoke. Smoking is it's got a little more finesse to it in how you smoke. So it always bugs me when I can see an actor that doesn't know how to portray real smoking.
Well, anyway, it's popular again. So if you want to start up, I figure like at my age, I could go for 40, 50 years before anything bad started happening because I've started so late. So
yeah, it's a good point.
I'm certainly considering. And I'm going to get on my soapbox here a little bit.
Oh, please do. I always love it when you're up there. It makes you look taller.
It makes me furious. The price of cigarettes today, they are so expensive. And I'm thinking, how is some middle school kid going to be able to afford buying cigarettes at these prices? This is ridiculous. Come on. Let's get this fixed, Trump, okay? These prices are ridiculous.
Yeah. I love that you care so much.
When I worked at King TV, we recently, by the way, several months ago, lost the sportscaster in Seattle, Tony Ventrella.
Mm-hmm.
Really great guy. And when he came to King TV, I had just started there in the marketing department. And so the news director at the station said, yeah, I want you to do some promos for this new guy I got, Tony Ventrella. He's a funny guy, has a weird, different approach to sports, and I want to convey that. A whole series of different promo. They call them promos, promotional advertisers, advertising for him, introducing him, and they were quirky commercials, and they played quite well, and he did a great job on them. And then I wrote a radio commercial one time with him where I had him say these words, you know, life is like sports, except in life, there's no infield fly rule. This magazine that I used to subscribe to called Sports Illustrated, every week they would have a column that said, they said it. And it'd be these all these quotations from sports figures from all over the place, and little witticisms and clever things that they had said or written. So one day I opened Sports Illustrated, and there they said it, column, and there it said, life is like sports, except in life there's no infield fly rule. Tony Ventrell, King TV.
Nice.
I'm thinking, damn it, terrible injustice. But then I thought, well, what can I do about that? Nobody cares, some anonymous guy writing TV commercials. They don't know that name, but Tony Ventrella, that might ring a few bells for sports people. So I let it go. But
doesn't sound like you did.
Anyway, I'm so glad to get that off my chest.
Okay. And if you feel like you need to bring it up in every episode, you feel free, my friend.
Bring what up again? Okay, you know what time it is, don't you?
I'm going to guess. I might not be right, but I'm going to guess that it's joke time.
Oh my God, you're uncanny. That's exactly right.
It's a gift.
Now, here's a joke I have definitely told before, but it's been years ago. And I enjoy this joke so much. It deserves, like a golden oldie on a music station, to be told again. So here we go.
I can't wait. No, I can't wait.
There was a man. This isn't the joke part. There was a man who was in a horrible accident. But the only permanent damage he suffered was the unfortunate amputation of both of his ears. Now, would you date that guy? Well, as a result of this unusual...
Well, they don't... Like, can I stop you there? You don't listen anyway, so what the hell is having ears do any good anyway? Well, Men don't listen.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I would date him.
So, he got a lot of money from the insurance company because of the accident.
I bet.
So it had always been his dream. He wanted to own his own business. So he decided that with all this money now that he had come into, he now had the means to own his own business. So he went out and he purchased a small but expanding computer firm. And then he realized, I don't know anything about business. So he decided, I'm going to have to hire somebody to actually run the business for me. So he picks out these three top candidates and he interviews each one of them. So the first interview went really well, really well. But then at the end of the interview, this guy, the guy with the no ears, said, before you go, did you notice anything unusual about me? And the guy says,
well, now that you mention it, you have no ears.
The man got really upset, and he threw the guy out.
The no-ears guy got really mad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Second interview went even better than the first one. But again, at the end of the interview, the man asked the same question. Do you notice anything unusual about me? And this guy also replied,
well, yeah, you don't have any ears.
So the man really...
He sounds like a dipshit anyway. Why didn't you ask me if I would date a guy that talked like that? No.
Hi, Lisa. How's it going? You come here often?
So did the no ears guy get mad again?
Oh, my God. He got furious, Lisa. He was even madder than the first time. Threw this guy out the window this time.
Oh, my God.
But remember, there were three candidates for this job, and so...
I know, but it's not looking good right now.
It doesn't look good. I mean, it's the third interview, and the third candidate, he was even better than the other two. He's the best of the lot in terms of qualifications. Perfect interview. And so our friend is almost certain that he wants to hire this guy, but he has to ask one last question, of course. Did you notice anything unusual about me? And this guy says,
well... Yeah, I do, actually. You're wearing contact lenses right now.
The guy says, wow, that's pretty perceptive of you. How could you tell?
Well, you can't wear glasses if you don't have ears.
Very good. That was worth a second telling.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right. I'm...
tired of feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me.
Thanks for listening to Peculiar Podcast.
Hey, goodbyes.
Join Pat and Lisa online at peculiarpodcast.com.
The gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
And on the Peculiar Podcast Facebook fan page.
Sweet.
On Twitter at Peculiar Podcast, at Mr. Pat Cashman, and at Foster Chick.
Join us and live in peace, or pursue your present course and face obliteration.